The corporal tested her more aggressively a couple of times, and twice, by luck, she managed to knock the blade out of the way. Luck would run out, though, and if she looked like putting up a decent show, Strappy would sort her out good and proper. Then she remembered the cackled advice of old Gummy Abbons, a retired sergeant who'd lost his left arm to a broadsword and all his teeth to cider.
"A good swordsman hates coming up against a newbie, gal. The reason being, he don't know what the bugger's going to do."
She swung the sabre wildly. Strappy had to block it, and for a moment the swords locked.
"That the best you can do, Potts?" the corporal jeered.
Polly reached out and grabbed his shirt. "No, corporal," she said. "But this is..." She pulled hard and lowered her head. The collision hurt more than she'd hoped, but she heard something crunch, and it didn't belong to her. She stepped back quickly, slightly dizzy, with the sabre at the ready. Strappy had sunk to his knees, blood gushing from his nose. When he got up, someone was going to die. Panting, Polly appealed wordlessly to Sergeant Jackram, who had folded his arms and was looking innocently at the ceiling.
"I bet you didn't learn that from your brother, Perks," he said.
"No, Sarge. Got that from Gummy Abbons, Sarge."
Jackram suddenly looked down at her, grinning.
"What, old Sergeant Abbons?"
"Yes, Sarge."
"There's a name from the past. He's still alive. How is the evil old sot?"
Well preserved, Sarge,"
Polly said, still trying to get her breath. Jackram laughed.
"Yeah, I'll bet. Did his best fighting in bars, he did. And I'll bet that's not the only trick he told you about, eh?"
"No, sir."
And the other men had scolded the old boy for telling her, and Gummy had chuckled into his cider mug, and anyway, it had taken Polly a long time to find out what family jewels meant.
"Hear that, Strappy?"
said the sergeant to the cursing man dribbling blood onto the floor.
"Looks like you was lucky. But there's no prizes for fighting fair in a melee, lads, as you shall learn. All right, fun over. Go and put some cold water on that, corporal. It always looks worse than it is. And that's the end of it, the pair of you. That is an order. A word to the wise, understood?"
"Yes, Sarge,"
said Polly meekly. Strappy grunted. Jackram looked at the rest of the recruits.
"Okay. Any of the rest of you boys ever held a stick? Right. I can see we're going to have to start slow and work up."
There was another grunt from Strappy. You had to admire the man. On his knees, with blood bubbling through the hand cupping his injured nose, he could find time to make life difficult for someone in some small way.
"Private Bloodflack has a snored, sergeant," he said accusingly. "Any good with it?"
said the sergeant to Maledict.
"Not really, sir," said Maledict. "Never had training. I carry it for protection, sir."
"How can you protect yourself by carrying a sword if you don't know how to use it?"
"Not me, sir. Other people. They see the sword and they don't attack me," said Maledict patiently.
"Yeah, but if they did, lad, you wouldn't be any good with it," said the sergeant.
"No, sir, I'd probably settle for just ripping their head off, sir. That's what I mean by protection, sir. Theirs, not mine. And I'd get hell from the League if I did that, sir."
The sergeant stared at him for a while.
"Well thought out," he mumbled.
There was a thud behind them, and a table overturned. Carborundum the Troll sat upright, groaned, and crashed back down again. At the second attempt, he managed to stay upright, both hands clutching his head. Corporal Strappy, now on his feet, must have been made fearless by fury. He headed for the Troll in a high-speed strut and stood in front of him, vibrating with rage and still oozing blood in sticky strings.
"You horrible little man!" he screamed. "You!"
Carborundum reached down and, with care and no apparent effort, picked the corporal up by his head. He brought him to one crusted eye and turned him this way and that.
"Did I join Darby?"
he rumbled.
"Oh, corporalith!"
"This is an affront on a superior officer!" screamed the corporal in a muffled voice. "Put Corporal Strappy down, please," said Sergeant Jackram.
The Troll grunted and lowered the man to the floor.
"Sorry about that," he said. "Thought you was a dwarf."
"I demand this man is arrested for—"
Strappy began.
"No, you don't, Corporal, no, you don't," said the sergeant. "This is not the time. On your feet, Carborundum, and get in line. Upon my oath, you try that little trick one more time and there will be trouble, understand?"
"Yes, sergeant,"
growled the Troll, and knuckled himself to his feet.